الوفاء إنه عمل لسلاح معاشرة فقه شريعة طريقة مجموعة مدني مذاكرة
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The booklet Blessings of Salat and Salam, page number 10. Saying of Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, number 25. Whoever likes that Allah Almighty is pleased with him when he is presented in his court, then he should recite Salat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. Tonight is the fifth night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 1439 Hijri. In the Global Madani Markaz, Faizan-e-Madina, Bab-ul-Madina, a large number of Mu'takifeen have gathered. Madani Muzakara is being conducted. Please ask questions. It's not necessary that I'm able to reply to every question and that too correctly. If possible, I'll try to reply. If you find me making mistake, reform me straight away. You won't find me beating around the bush or sticking to my opinion unnecessarily. Rather, I'll correct myself whilst being grateful to you. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. There's a question through SMS that if a person writes a swear word or an indecent word but does not utter it from the tongue, would he still become sinful? Why wouldn't he? If someone gives in writing for someone that shoot him and that too in the head so he dies quickly, he writes this, doesn't say anything. What do you think? If he's captured, would the authorities spare him? So if one swears in writing, it's still swearing. Those who can't speak swear in sign language. So will they not be held accounted for?
There is a famous proverb, Al-Qalamu Ahdul Lisanain. Meaning, the pen is one of the tongue out of two tongues.
Yes, that's about pen, but swearing can also be done through gestures. One can also lie through gestures. And it's been explicitly mentioned about backbiting that it can also be done through gestures. Staring at someone harshly that hurts the other person is also impermissible. There's a hadith about this. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
يا سيدي My name is Arshad Abbas. My question is that those children who have annual exams in Ramadan, can they fast for those days after Ramadan?
If they're young children, then fasting is not fard upon them. And if they're not young, then they're not children. However, fasting is fard for every baligh, i.e. grown-up. Exams, studies are not such excuses in this case, due to which one can be exempted from fasting. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa rasooluhu a'lam. Azza wa jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
What if it is a young child, but his physique allows him to fast? Then would he just leave the fast? or the father will have to make him fast.
Yes, the father should ensure that he fasts. If the child has turned 7 years old, then it's necessary for the father to instruct him to fast. However, if the child is weak, then this excuse will exempt him from fasting. Exams, or worldly or religious education, are not such excuses that will make one exempted from fasting. Although a 7-year-old child is not sinful for not fasting, but it's compulsory for the father to make him fast. And that's obviously when the child has the power to do so. والله تعالى أعلم ورسوله أعلم عز وجل وصلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. There's a question on the website through live chat where the following question has been asked. If we recite the Holy Quran from the computer, would we receive the same reward that we do by reciting it from the Holy Quran?
You mean in case Quran is displayed on computer screen?
Yes, right.
No, you will not get that excellence. The manuscript of Holy Quran is something else. And scholars have difference of opinion on the Quran displayed on the computer screen, whether this will be considered to be Quran or not. As they're just rays that are in front of you right now and then will disappear. So the excellence of Holy Quran is different.
My name is Hafiz Fatahullah Qadri Attari. I am calling from Okara. My question in the court of Amina Ahl-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, is that please mention an easy way of becoming a saint.
Alhamdulillah. There is neither an easy nor a difficult way of becoming a wali. Sainthood is attained through the bestowal of Allah Almighty. If somebody says that I'll do this, that, read such and such thing, do such spiritual exercises, and then I'll receive sainthood, or do X amount of spiritual exercises, and then sainthood is given, then having such beliefs and ideologies is misguidance. So having the belief of one being able to attain sainthood through his efforts has been considered as misguidance by Imam Ahl-Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman. So sainthood is Wahhabi. Wahhabi, meaning granted, only if it's given by Allah Almighty. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa rasooluhu a'lam. Azza wa jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. MashaAllah, give the answer.
As you've talked about that vilayat cannot be earned, it is Wahhabi, it's from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So are there any kinds of a vilayat, and how can someone know that he has become the friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala?
There are numerous saints who are unaware of their sainthood. There are various types of sainthood.
Alright.
Ghawthul Akbar. This is our Ghawth-e Pak. Ghawthul Azam. Qutbul Akbar. Similarly, Imam Mahdi will become Qutbul Akbar. Ghawthul Azam. Imam Hassan Mujtaba. He was a Sahabi of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and appointed on the rank of Qutbul Akbar. So anyhow, saints generally exist amongst common people as well, but they themselves are unaware of their sainthood.
So if someone gets sainthood, then it is not necessary that he should also be aware of this fact.
This is not a condition.
Okay, it's
and
not a condition.
Neither the manifestation of a saintly miracle is a condition for becoming a saint. It's not.
Please guide us that. If someone presumes someone to be a saint of Allah, before presuming everyone to be a saint, is there any set criteria or any guidelines for any common person to know that somebody is a saint of Allah or not?
If there is an apparently pious person, then there is no harm in keeping a good opinion about him that he might be a wali of Allah. Moreover, he shall be respected. You know, in Akhlaq-e-Saliheen, a book written by the Khalifa of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Faqih-e-Azam, Hazrat Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif, Kotlevi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. It's a small book. Maktabat al-Madinah has also published it. It's stated in it that Allah Almighty has concealed His pleasure, i.e. kept it hidden, kept it concealed in righteousness, in virtuous deeds, and kept His displeasure concealed in His disobedience, in sins, and kept His awliya concealed amongst His people. Now he's explained this in the following manner, that we do not know that which righteous deed brings about the pleasure of Allah Almighty, so that a person even acts upon the apparent smallest of the virtuous and pious deed, as it's possible that biggest of the virtuous deeds do not become a means of his forgiveness, and an apparently small looking virtuous deed becomes a means of his forgiveness. As it is stated in a blessed hadith, where Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person removed a thorny branch from the path of Muslims so that it doesn't harm them. Due to this, he was entered into the paradise. Apparently, it's a small deed, so a person shall not leave even the smallest of the virtuous actions. And now, sin. It is possible that biggest of the sins get forgiven, but a minor sin, saghira, you would have heard about saghira sin, it refers to a minor sin, kabira sin, i.e. major sin. So it's possible that Allah Almighty gets displeased over a saghira, a minor sin, and punishes a person and throws him in the hell. Therefore, we shall neither commit a major nor a minor sin. Neither should we leave a major nor a minor virtuous deed, because we don't know that which righteous action would bring about the pleasure of Allah Almighty and which sin will make Him displeased. We don't know what is Allah's hidden plan about us. Similarly, He kept His saints hidden among His people, among the ordinary people, so that a Muslim regards, dignifies and respects every righteous person, thinking that he might be a saint, maybe he's one of them, or that person might be a saint. If such environment gets established all around, then I reckon all the disputes would come to an end. Nowadays, being arrogant and considering others inferior is prevalent. As in, who do you think you are? I'll smack you off. This is what's happening. Our society has gone astray. If we develop a mindset of positive opinion and consider everyone to be more pious than ourselves, then Medina, Medina. We don't even hold any slightest bit of piety, but regard ourselves to be extremely high and elevated. Like, you would have heard things like, I'm at least better than him. I at least don't do this. I don't do that. I'm at least better than him. Better is only he who has been accepted as being good in Allah's court. We don't know at all. We have no reason to consider ourselves to be pious. We are to consider ourselves to be sinful and not be despair of Allah's mercy either. Ala Hazrat performs humility, whereas he was a saint of Allah. We have no doubt whatsoever in his sainthood. So, Ala Hazrat humbly implores in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Gunahe raza ka hisab kya? Wo agarche laakh se hain siva. I.e. the sins of raza are beyond count. But even if there are numerous sins, in millions, magar ay afu, tere afuv ka. Meaning, O the forgiving one, your forgiving, your forgiveness, na hisab hai na shumar hai. When you start forgiving and open the doors of forgiveness, as no one's sins can harm you anyway, then you even forgive thousands and millions of sins. So, he is a saint of Allah Almighty, but what exactly is he saying about himself? Ala Hazrat has numerous couplets showing humility in Hadaik-e-Bakhshish. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I am a criminal, O my master. Please take me with you, as there is so much catch and detain on the way.
O Allah, may your forgiveness and mercy be my witness of salvation. Otherwise, you are well aware of the sinful phase of Raza.
He said this about himself out of extreme humility.
As you've blessed us with so many beautiful Madani pearls regarding Wali, saint and sainthood. Now, as it is said that one of the signs of saint is when you look at him, you remember Allah. What does it mean?
This is also a fact, but we cannot certify anyone for sure.
Alright, the answer you've given to that earlier question, that is separate. This is a new question.
Yes, these signs of saints have indeed been mentioned. Yes, there's a blessed hadith that saint is the one looking at whom makes you remember Allah.
What does it mean that Allah is remembered?
There's a topic on page number 6 of the monthly magazine Faizan-e-Madina. The title of this topic is You Remember Allah. Hadith and its commentary. The one looking at whom makes you remember Allah. Holy Prophet, alayhi afdalu salati wa taslim, was asked about the saints, i.e. the friends of Allah Almighty. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, Alladheena idha ru'u dhukirallah, i.e. saints of Allah are those looking at whom makes you remember Allah Almighty. In the commentary of this hadith, Hazrat Sayyiduna Allama Abdul Rauf Manavi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi says, meaning those people who make performing the zikr of Allah Almighty obligatory, and Allah Almighty blesses them with dignity and eminence. They are those looking at whom makes you remember Allah, i.e. such signs become apparent upon them that make one remember the zikr of Allah Almighty. If you look at them, then it makes you remember goodness. And if they come somewhere, then looking at them makes people start performing the zikr. And such a person who keeps in view Allah Almighty and the Day of Judgment always keeps them in view. When he meets you, then he will converse with you, i.e. talk to you, only with the zikr of Allah Almighty. And the one who is a slave of his nafs and this world, when he meets you, then he will only talk about this world. Therefore, a person will only speak to you about whatever has been revealed upon his heart. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Azza wa jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Allama Tibi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that there are two things. Firstly, there are such chosen individuals of Allah Almighty. When people look at them, then those people remember Allah Almighty because they have signs of worship. Secondly, whoever looks at them, he does the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
This is Hamid Raza. Can we pray for forgiveness for that person who has committed suicide?
Yes, you can do dua for his forgiveness and his janazah will also be offered.
If we cut off ties with our parents for the betterment of our children, it will not be a sin, will it?
Cutting ties with parents for the betterment of children?
There is a bit of confusion in this question.
Well, this is an incomplete question. But anyhow, as the question stands, it's absolutely impermissible that why would he cut ties with parents? Parents are parents, even if they oppress. Still, the children will have to treat the parents nicely.
Please guide us on the fact that if someone says that if magic was bad, then Harut and Marut alayhimus salam wouldn't teach magic. They also used to teach magic. Please clarify this point for us.
If sins were bad, then why would Shaitan be made to overcome us to make us commit sins? This is an invalid objection. So this carried test for humans through Harut and Marut. A person is made to face trials. There are various different narrations regarding it. But these angels are ma'soom, sinless. They are angels. You know different types of narrations mentioned in relation to them. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has refuted them. Incident of Harut Marut has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In relation to Harut and Marut, in Siratul Jinan, the summary of what Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has mentioned and stated, what he spoke about them, its summary is as following. The incident of Harut and Marut, the way it's famous among common people, the blessed scholars severely refute and deny it. Its detail can be found in Shifa Sharif and its annotations, to the extent that Imam Ajal, Qazi Ayyaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi said, these facts about Harut and Marut are fabricated tales from the books of non-Muslims. And the most authentic opinion is that Harut and Marut are two angels, and Allah Almighty appointed them for the test and trial of the ordinary people. As the one who wants to learn magic, advise him that إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. We have just been appointed for test. Do not perform kufr. And the one who wouldn't listen to them, he may enter hell walking on his own feet. If these angels taught them magic, then this would be an act of obedience by these angels, not of disobedience. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَعْلَمُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
I want to ask a question, that can a person perform miswak in the state of fasting?
Yes, he can. He can perform miswak whether it's fresh, whether it's old, or kept it soaked in water, using in all states is permissible. In fact, it is sunnah in the same way as it is without fasting. والله تعالى أعلم ورسوله أعلم عز وجل وصلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
I wanted to ask, the people who do iftar on streets by setting up tables, is it allowed for me to leave my house and go there with the intention to open my fast?
It's permissible. They have set everything up for you, so you may go and increase their sales, sales of virtuous deeds. You'll eat and they'll gain reward. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
I wanted to ask that I love fasting, but I'm severely ill. I have urine and stool bags stuck to me. So I wanted to ask if I could keep fast in this condition.
Which bag has he got? What did he say?
Urine bag.
Was it urine bag?
Urine bag and stool bag.
Oh, okay. May Allah cure you and shower His mercy upon you. It indeed is a severe test. But look at his passion for fasting, as some people don't fast despite being healthy. MashaAllah. Anyhow, if you have the power to fast even in this condition, then fasting would be fard upon you. MashaAllah. May Allah Almighty give you more power. May you get complete cure from this illness. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Any other question?
Here, for example, we're sitting i'tikaf for 30 days and under the Madani environment of Da'at Islami, that's done throughout the world. But generally the trend in the masajid is for last 10 days. So everybody's aware, pretty much everybody's aware that the last 10 days i'tikaf is a sunnah. But is it also a sunnah to do the full 30 days, or is it only the last 10 days?
Performing the itikaf of the entire month is proven from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. 20 days is also proven. And the 10 days itikaf is sunnatul muwakkada alal kifaya. So if one performs the itikaf of the entire month, then it has been proven by him, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And let's say it's not proven, then it's not forbidden either, but it's proven. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa rasooluhu a'lam. Azza wa jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Saying of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, La ilaha illallahu al-halimul kareem. Subhanallah Rabbi Samawati Sabari wa Rabbi al-Arshi al-Azim. Whoever recites this three times, it is as if he has attained Shabi Qadr. Let's recite it together. La ilaha illallahu al-halimul kareem. Subhanallah Rabbi Samawati al-Sabari wa Rabbi al-Arshi al-Azim. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. حضرت سيدنا عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما states, the one who recites this dua three times before leaving a gathering, then his sins are forgiven. And the one who recites it in a righteous gathering and a gathering of zikr, then goodness will be sealed upon for him. Let's recite it together. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
خوف خدا عشق مصطفى علم وعمل إصلاح معاشرة شریعت و طریقت کا ہے مجموعہ مدنی مذاکرہ ہے مجموعہ مدنی